We're heading into the final quarter of the NFL season, and it's time to take a look at where the Bears stack up in the playoff rankings. Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer. With only 4 weeks of the regular season remaining, the NFC playoff race is intensifying. Let's first take a look at the NFC North standings. The Bears and Packers are tied atop the division with identical 8-4 records. However, the Packers own the tiebreaker by virtue of their Week 2 win over the Bears in Green Bay. The two teams will meet again December 16th at Soldier Field in what promises to be a very important game. If the Bears defeat the Packers December 16th at Soldier Field, they would split the season series. That means the second tiebreaker would come into play, which is division record. The Bears currently are 2-1 in the NFC North, while the Packers are 3-0. Both teams, as you can see, have three games remaining. Because the Packers own the tiebreaker over the Bears, the Packers are considered the NFC North leaders, while the Bears are the first of two wild cards in the NFC. If the season ended today, the Bears would open the playoffs in the first round by playing on the road against the New York Giants, who right now are leading the NFC East. In terms of tiebreakers, if you're talking about the wild card hunt, the Bears have defeated both the Cowboys and Vikings while losing last week to the Seahawks. The Atlanta Falcons are close to locking up the number one seed and home field advantage throughout the playoffs with an 11-1 record. There's quite a race for the number two seed, however, and that number two seed will also get a first round bye in the playoffs. The Bears, as you can see, are only a half game behind the San Francisco 49ers. As I mentioned, the Bears trail the San Francisco 49ers by a half game with four games remaining. San Francisco has two very difficult road games, in New England December 16th and in Seattle, where it's very difficult to play, December 23rd. Unfortunately for the Bears, the Packers' schedule isn't very difficult. They play two very winnable home games against the Detroit Lions and the Tennessee Titans, while playing on the road against the Bears at Soldier Field and then the Vikings in Minnesota December 30th, when Minnesota already could be eliminated from playoff contention. The Bears finished the season with a crucial stretch of games, playing 3 out of 4 on the road and 3 out of 4 against NFC North opponents. I hope that clears things up a little bit for you in terms of the playoff hunt. The bottom line for the Bears is they need to keep winning these games down the stretch. Thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.